A recent memo circulated at VCU said the school was revising its restrictions on consensual relationships between students and faculty. As we hear now from Katie Johnston Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project, that memo has caused some discussion.
Well, VCU has tightened its policy on faculty-student relationships, but some people are still questioning whether there's still a loophole here. Karen Capsidelis wrote an article about this in the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
What's the potential loophole?
The policy now says that it is, quote, almost never appropriate for a faculty member to develop a romantic or sexual relationship with a VCU student. However, some people are asking why such a relationship is ever permissible. One professor mentioned in the article compared it to saying that it's almost never appropriate to cheat or to plagiarize.
Well, then, when is it considered appropriate?
There could be rare instances where a faculty member and a student don't have anything to do with each other at school. For instance, a VCU official cited an example in which a professor on the academic campus and a medical student meet at an event outside of VCU. If these are both legal adults and their relationship has nothing to do with their academic or professional careers.
With William and Mary as a notable exception, Katie, other state universities don't appear to have absolute prohibitions either.
Both at Virginia Tech and UVA, they take the stance that it's the responsibility of the faculty member to avoid engaging in any kind of situation that could potentially turn into or develop into a relationship with someone who is in a position of authority and their student.
Our next story begins with this update from the YouTube channel Test Tube News.
This year is the beginning of the age of the millennials. The Brookings Institution estimates that by 2025, they will make up 75% of the workforce.
Katie, nowhere is the generation born between 1980 and 2000 more evident than in Arlington County.
Patricia Sullivan wrote an article in the Washington Post about millennials in Arlington and also the impact they've had on the city. Arlington has a very large percentage of millennials, and the population is continuing to grow. In fact, people in this age group now make up over a quarter of Arlington's population, and this is up 8% just since 2007. They created a yoga boom, and they put pressure on the county to plow not only for snow on the streets, but also in bike lanes.
Now they're having families, and those trendy townhouses aren't roomy enough. So what's to stop them from just getting a bigger place?
And in Arlington, of course, the cost of living is higher than in a lot of other areas of the state. A bigger place that's in the same neighborhood, it might be too pricey. The county's affordable housing study group found that 60% of Arlington residents who are millennials say it's very likely that they'll move out of the county within 5 years just because of housing costs.
Katie Johnston Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can learn more about today's featured stories and see their entire daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.